Chapter 11. The Death of Uncas and Cora.
Uncas was furious. "Warriors of the Delaware tribe," he shouted, "who will help me to rescue this woman?" Many young men showed their support for Uncas. They followed him as he went back into the main building of the village to plan the rescue. After an hour, Uncas and the other men came out. Uncas walked around a nearby tree, chanting a war song. At the end of this ritual, he hit the tree with his tomahawk and gave a great war cry. Immediately, 100 young warriors ran forward and did the same thing. When they had finished, only the roots of the tree remained. Uncas divided the warriors into 3 groups. He led one group, Chingachgook led the second, Hawkeye led the third. They followed Magua's trail back towards the Huron village. On the way, they met David Gamut. "Be careful," he told them. "The Hurons are waiting for you. They are hiding in the forest outside the village."
"Thank you, friend," said Hawkeye. "We are ready for them." The fighting began soon afterwards. The Delaware warriors fought bravely and forced the Hurons back towards their village. Suddenly, Uncas saw Magua pulling Cora up a mountain path behind the village.
"Magua, you will not escape!" Uncas shouted.
Uncas and Hawkeye left the battle and ran up the mountain path toward Magua and Cora. When Cora saw this, she stepped to the side of the path and shouted at Magua,
"I will go no further! Kill me if you wish to!"
As Magua raised his knife, Uncas jumped down onto the path from above. But it was too late. One of Magua's men stepped forward and stabbed his knife into Cora's chest.
"Uncas!" cried Cora.
Uncas ran to Cora and managed to wound her killer, but he could not save her.
"No, no!" cried Uncas.
As Uncas held Cora's body, Magua stabbed his knife 3 times into the Mohican's back. Uncas's body fell to the ground. Then Magua saw Hawkeye coming after him. With a terrible cry, he ran up the mountain. Hawkeye reached the scene as Magua prepared to jump over a crevice in the mountainside. The Huron turned and shouted,
"You will never catch me!"
Magua jumped, but instead of arriving safely on the other side, he missed the edge and only managed to grab a tree branch that hung over the crevice. Hawkeye raised his rifle and pointed it at Magua, but then Magua lost his grip and fell to his death. The fighting was finished, and the Delaware women came out of the village to cry over Cora's body. They spoke to her spirit and told her to be happy that she and Uncas had died so bravely. Colonel Munro and Alice stood silently beside Hawkeye. Cora's body was placed into a grave. Then Hawkeye spoke to the Delaware women in their own language. "Gentle women of the Delaware, this grieving father and sister thank you for the care you have taken of their loved one, and for your kind words about her." All this time, Chingachgook sat beside the body of his son. He did not say a word. One by one, Delaware warriors came and spoke to the body of Uncas. "Why have you left us?" they cried. "Who that saw you in battle could believe that you could die?" The warriors covered Uncas in animal skins and put his body in another grave next to Cora's. Eventually, Chingachgook spoke. "Why do the warriors mourn?" he said in a strong voice. "Uncas filled his time on earth with honor. He was good, he was honorable, he was brave. We must not cry. As for me, my people are gone from the lake and the hills. I am alone."
"No, not alone," said Hawkeye. "Uncas was your son, but he was like a brother to me. He has left us, great chief, but you are not alone."
Hawkeye and Chingachgook embraced, and the tears of both men fell onto Uncas's grave. Tamenund was watching from above. Eventually, he spoke.
"It is enough," he said. "My day has been too long. I have lived to see the pale faces become masters of the earth. In the morning of my life's day, I saw the Mohicans happy and strong. Now, before it's night, I have seen the last of the Mohicans."